Pope Francis saw where children were buried, the remnants of the so-called school where they were horribly mistreated by Catholic officials. And then he told the survivors he was sorry, repeatedly.
I have come to your native land to tell you in person of my sorrow and implore God's forgiveness. I am here again to ask forgiveness. I am deeply sorry. Sorry for the many ways Christians supported the colonizing mentality that oppressed indigenous principles. I am deeply sorry. I ask forgiveness.
Survivors and their descendants have been working toward this apology for decades. The pain of the moment, the pain they still feel, evident in their expressions. Many of these were among the estimated 150,000 indigenous children that were by law taken from their families at a young age, sent to these schools, stripped of their culture. Sexual and physical abuse was rampant, along with malnourishment and disease. More than 3,000 died, but as more and more unmarked graves are found at the sites of schools, that number is expected to climb. Many of the indigenous leaders responded with emotion and expectations.
Mark this day as a significant event that a statement was made that the Pope said he was sorry. That is going to send a message across these lands.
I see Pope Francis's apology today as only a first step in the church making amends towards our people. After meeting with the Pope and hearing his words today, I believe there's a path forward together. There's a lot of work to be done.
The Pope will have many more days of seeing the indigenous culture that his organization so deeply damaged, more days of apologies and personal interaction, and the exchange of highly symbolic gifts like this war bonnet. The Pope said this was just the beginning, and these activists are going to want to see that put to practice. They want the Vatican to open its files for them so they can finally begin to piece together what happened to their children, with so many that never made it home. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera.